Hey y'all, you're listening to The Neighborhood, where we get all up in your business, talking about self, family, friends, and finances. For now, this is not a conversation about relationships because we are minding our own business. That's right, but trust and believe, once we get that straight, the rest will follow. You know me, I'm your nosy neighbor, Inertia Justice. So go get your coffee, your sweet tea, your lemonade, or whatever it is you're sipping on these days, child, and let's chat. Today, we're talking about triggered. All right, so we're just building away at this vocabulary. Triggered is the word of the day. When someone says triggered, the first thing most people think about is the trigger of a gun, which is a small device that releases a spring or a catch and so sets off a mechanism especially in order to fire a gun. Or a trigger is also defined as a cause, an event or situation to exist or happen. Now, psychologists have adopted this word trigger to help their clients understand how to control themselves in various situations. They've kind of blended the two definitions. Just as a trigger of a gun releases a spring to set off a mechanism and a powerful explosion, that is the way some people, places, or things release emotions to set us off. Now, my motto is, control yourself or you'll be controlled. And as we go deeper and deeper into minding our own business, we're perfecting our ability to self-control and self-correct. We're learning which things are our business and which things aren't. How to walk away from potentially harmful situations, which we have just saw are triggers because it's a situation, it's an event that happened or exists. So we have to walk away from triggers. That's a part of us minding our own business. Now, to walk away from a trigger, you have to be able to recognize that it's a trigger. So how do we recognize when we're being triggered? Well, it's easy to do if we're being present. And I know you've heard that before. That's another one of those buzzwords, present, being present, which is just another way of saying aware of yourself. We are taught as kids the importance of being aware of our surroundings, the things around us, people around us, especially when we are in new environment. But very few of us were taught to be aware of ourselves, of what we're thinking, of how we're feeling. And we'll talk about being present more in depth in next week's chat. But for right now, just know that it's important to be aware of how you're feeling and what you're thinking. When you're practicing being present, you'll notice right away when you're being triggered and what is the source of the triggering. All triggers aren't bad. We can use good triggers to offset bad triggers. You know, it's kind of like finding your happy place, right? That's only triggering yourself in a more positive manner. Like, I have a good trigger that happens whenever Stevie Wonder's Ribbon in the Sky plays. It's a song I used to play and sing for my oldest when we would drive across Atlanta. It was a good time, and so it triggers me to smile and to be in a good mood. Or when I smell Nag Champa incense, I'm reminded of the springtime when I would open the windows and burn Nag Champa and clean the house. It was very pleasant. It's very peaceful. So triggers are memories. Not exactly. They're much bigger. So they're memories mixed with emotions and physical responses. So if these are bad triggers, you can see how that gets dangerous. Bad triggers are things that make you violent and make you angry or it makes you distracted. I guess one of the most basic triggers I can think of is when you were little on the playground and someone said, "Your mama." Now that was a trigger. These people didn't know anything about your mama, but they would say your mama and it would set you off. You are 0 to 100 in no seconds flat. That's a trigger. As we become adults, the triggers get a little more complicated, a little less obvious. Say, for instance, someone walks into your office or they walk up to you. Your body will let you know that this person is a trigger. You may stand up straighter. You may scowl. You may put your hand on your hip or fold your arms. Your body language is your body's way of telling you that you are triggered. It doesn't have to be something huge, but it starts out small. If this person comes in, you're already triggered, and they say one bad thing, 0 to 100 in no seconds flat. So it's important for us to know what our triggers are. It could be a certain song triggers you in a bad way. It may trigger a bad memory, which makes you want to cry or makes you want to leave a place where you really need to be. Or it could be that coworker that always checks the clock when you come in, when you go out, when you clock in from lunch, when you clock out for lunch, and they're checking your time. That could be a trigger for you. Every time you see them, you may be triggered to quit your job. But what your coworker is doing is none of your business. Remember, we're minding our own business, which our own business is always going to be things that we can control, my loves. If you can't control it, it's not your business, right? So we're talking about the way to diffuse a trigger. So say, for instance, that coworker does check the clock when you come in, says something to the boss about you being late. The fact is, it's your responsibility to do what you need to do to be comfortable. If you need to address the coworker and say, hey, you know, if they fire me, your paycheck is going to be the same. And besides, no one is going to ask you to sign my timesheet this week, so you're okay. And you can be very pleasant with them. And if nothing else, it will call to their attention that you recognize that they are watching you, and they'll be a little less obvious. Or you will have gotten it off of your chest, and that way you can ignore them. And do that. Just ignore them. Some people intentionally try to trigger you. They try to make you quit your job, feel bad about yourself, leave your spouse. But we are minding our own business, so who cares what they want and why they want it? For people that always come up to you with tragedy stories or things that are sad and gloomy, evaluate the story. Is it something about their personal lives, or they're asking for help, or it's a undercover cry for help? Or is this just spreading tragedy? Some people love to spread misery. Oh, well, you know, the cat got killed on the side of the road. Oh, well, so-and-so died. Oh, well, you know, this person got arrested for hurting kids. Some people just love to spread misery. And you have to recognize those people. If those people are triggering you to be in a bad mood, to be sad, then you need to stop them and say, hey, is it anything that I can do about this stuff? If not, then I would just as soon not hear about it. And make yourself busy, or just simply walk away. Oftentimes, we don't pay attention to ourselves. We don't recognize how many times in a day we're triggered. There could be 40 people passing by you, triggering you all day, so you stay triggered. So make note, tomorrow when you are out and about or at your job or wherever you are, take a note whenever your feelings change. You know how when you wake up in a good mood and you're ready for your day? Make a note of if it changes. If you're no longer happy, what happened? What caused the change? You can make a mental note, or you can write it down so that you can actually track it. See how many times in a day you're triggered. See what things are triggering you. Are they the same things? Are they the same people? Are they the same places? If you know that, then you can make changes to course correct, to self-center, to self-correct, to self-control. Because, my loves, we don't want to go through life triggered. Well, that's it. I guess I'll see you next time when we talk about being present. Thank you for joining me this week. The neighborhood is better because you're in it. Now make sure you subscribe to the podcast and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's Inertia Justice on all platforms. If you love the show, please leave comments. Subscribe, like, follow. Do whatever the little action is, a heart, a check, a thumbs up, whatever it is. Show me some love so I can continue to bring you this content. You know I love you more.